Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 8th of February. I am joined in the studio today by my gorgeous co-host, the wonderful Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Hello, 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 everyone.
Hello. Let me get the full in. Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
You got it right.
There we go.
Well done. Thank you so much. Yes. Hello, everybody.
So far, so good today.
Yes.
And our guests today, the lovely Tony and Bev Burke from Chips and Dinks. Yay!
Said it. Did it.
I've been practicing that all morning. It's February. Blimey. I was like completely
has January
lost
gone?
Of the whole, where are we? What date is it? What month is it? It's just
unbelievable.
A blur. We have got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to have some more tips from Julie. We've got some great stories to hear from Tony and Bev. If we can remember to prompt them, because you know what always happens? We discuss things before the show, and then when we get on the show, we discuss different things. And things we said we were going to discuss on the show with the guests, we never do.
No.
But we know what they said, so.
That's all that matters, eh?
We want to hear from you, the listeners out there. We have got a few tweets, which we're going to give a shout out in a minute, but we want you to tweet us, please, to join the show today. Let us know how your week's been, how you're doing. How was your January? Wow, it seems like such a long time ago already. Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra on the Twitter and use your hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. Let us know how it was. If you're feeling brave and you really want to be on air, give us a call. Come on, it's not that hard. Give us a call on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. Tweet us first because we can never see the phone flashing. And always, you can contact me directly on bunkerextra@gmail.com if you'd like to come on the show as a guest, if you've got an event that you want us to shout out, because we do like talking about the upcoming events on the show. So do give us an email. Now, on last week's show, we had a really awesome show last week. It was really, really great. So we had Mark Goldfinch as our co-host, and our guest was the young Ben Abbott.
Yeah.
I'm forever going to call him the young Ben Abbott.
He's just such a baby face.
Because
isn't he?
He's young as well. He's only 24, 25, something like that.
Oh, but we had those days.
Yeah, well, exactly. Can you? I can't.
Well, no, actually, I can't.
And we won't even ask Tony and Bev about that because they'll be like, shut up.
Exactly. But
it was a really great show. We led it. Obviously, Ben owns a company, Maximum Media, so he does digital marketing, but he focuses on voice and what's coming, you know, to us in the world of marketing and digital marketing, how we need to market our companies. And we had a really good conversation because obviously, I can't remember the odds now, but there is about 40% of households in the UK have an Alexa or a listening device as such. So we need to be aiming our marketing now there. Because that's the next thing, you know, Alexa. What's the best car repair company to use in Kent? Chips and Dinks, of course, Alexa says.
Yeah.
But it's such a great show. So do go back and listen to that. And a lot of the other shows, or all of the other shows, are available on the bizradio.co.uk website. Click on the extra tab and listen in to those. We've got some tweets. I'm really excited. We've got some tweets this week. You can't find them, can you? Because people tweeted me during the week, which is really hard. But they are under the hashtag. But we have had a tweet from Barry and John. Me now, at me now co on the Twitter. And they and Warmborough College would love a shout out on Friday for a brand new retail-focused networking event being held in Canterbury on the 26th of February. So I guess, obviously, if you're in the retail world, the retail industry, put my teeth back in, this is brilliant for you. So it's called Together Canterbury. Let me make sure I click on it, make sure I get all the details. It is at Warmborough College. It's on the 26th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's free retail business networking, share, collaborate and grow. And I can't see the oh, there we go. Move that. So it's, it's in Canterbury. But if you email info@menow.co.uk, speak to Barry or follow them on the Twitter and sign up to go along to the networking. That's really good. I think that's one way that networking is going and needs to go a lot more is it niche networking, meeting with other people within the same industry, because then you can sort of share knowledge and things that happen, which I think is really great because it's B2B networking is fantastic, and you know, you should always do it to build up those connections and to have people know what you do and you know what they do, and so you can share. But to do it niche it within an industry as well is really good, because then you can just help and support each other.
Absolutely.
Which is a big thing networking is about, isn't it? Really, it's about supporting each other.
I did that this week, actually. I was down in West London Westfield, and very similar thing. It was a mastermind, but it was a mastermind of stylists and fabulous people like me.
Of course.
So, yeah, but it was great because we all got together in a gorgeous venue in Westfield, and we just brainstormed and talked about, you know, all our woes and all our wins, and just helped and supported each other, you know, through that. And of course, you know, referred different contacts that we had, because people live in different areas of London, different areas on the outskirts of London, like moi. So it was brilliant, but it absolutely is worth, you know, it's worth some gold going something like that.
It's more about, sorry to anyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting because I have a, you know, obviously competitors in the market, but I do contact them, which is, and they find that quite strange, you know, and I've got a guy that I talk to quite regularly who was struggling with certain things, and now he's in contact and he calls me. And you know, a good thing about it is that you continue supporting people in your area, because you know, this guy can take over if I'm not there, and vice versa. You know, and there might be particular jobs that I can't do that are urgent that he can do.
Always, and it's good. Growing people that, on side.
Yeah, it's growing that trust that they, you know, obviously can do the job, but if they can't and they need support, then I don't mind doing that.
Of course.
Sharing a bit of experience. You know? But there is that nervousness with people that, you know, hold it a minute, he might be taking away some of the work. So they've got to get past that.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's the old mindset of business, isn't it? It was always competition, competition, competition. Mm. You've got to outdo the competition, where that's changing and changing a lot. And I do believe that Kent is leading the way on this, where it's now about collaboration, collaboration, collaboration. There is enough work out there for us all. And what might be suitable for you, Julie, to style is not necessarily suitable for somebody else.
Exactly. So, but we all bring our own personality to the job that we have, to our roles, you know. So, you know, somebody may think that, you know, they would love to come to me, but then actually there'll be lots of other people that'll say, no, actually, you know what, I want to go into Debenhams and I want them to style me. So, you know, and just want it quick and simple. And don't want the lovely bespoke service that they get from yours truly.
Did you cringe when you said when they want to go into Debenhams?
Absolutely.
I feel like you might have done.
Totally. But yeah, no, I think, you know, but it's also about, you know, we resonate with different people, don't we? So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it is that know, like, and trust. So if you know, like, and trust somebody, and you've been recommended to somebody, as opposed to, you know, just looking through the yellow pages, which apparently is going to be abandoned now, isn't it? It's gone.
Unbelievable. But they're still bringing out the last edition. I'm not
sure they?
Why.
Is that,
but, you know, I mean, that, good luck to them, you know.
But yeah. You know, perhaps it's going cold as to, you know, someone that you know. But yeah, we need lots of all of us out there, don't we? Yeah.
I
share the love.
Business is going that way, and I think people are just understanding a lot more. You say it's know, like, and trust, being friendly, helping each other, and just collaboration at the end of the day. It's, you know, what do they say? If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
I like that.
Do you like that one? I can't remember who said that one.
Good one.
Is a good one.
We do have another tweet up here.
We do. Yep, go on.
Oh, sorry. Was you going to do it?
No, go on.
I just saw that 6-2 have come through.
Yeah, Megan's online.
Hello, Megan. They say that they've had a busy week in the office. And they're hoping we've all had a great week too, and to have a great show. So just want to say hello to them, and we will.
Yes, thanks, Megan. That's at 6-2. Yeah. I can never 6-2 underscore tech, is it?
Underscore tech, you got it.
Yeah. See,
well done.
I'm getting as bad as Paul for remembering everybody by their Twitter handles. we've also had a tweet from a newish listener: improving performance, personal coaching, improving. Perf PC on the Twitter. Good morning and welcome. I'm Reg for improving performance, personal coaching, career coach for Generation X, people who feel overlooked or frustrated. I help them write the next page of their story. So fantastic. If you know, want a bit of help, coach, it's really hard to find coaches these days because there's so many of them, so who, and some of them are too young to be coaches. Moving on. But yeah, so thank you for listening. Thank you. There's your shout out. So that's improving PERFPC on the Twitter. Coaching is always good to help. And generation X, what ages are we looking at here? Because I'm completely millennial. Is it X? Millennials, then X. Then we're in Z at the moment, aren't we?
Are we in Z?
I think we're in Z at the moment. Paul, please let me know what generation we're in at the moment, because I always forget. I don't need to Google, just ask Paul.
Oh, okay.
Paul's our Google. He will
help Paul. Yeah. Don't make us look stupid.
Generation X is what age of people? Thank you very much. And we've also had a tweet from the lovely Kate Mirren at Athelbrey Limited on the Twitter, who are on the show next week. And they say, can you remind everyone about the quiz night on the 4th of April at Chilston Park? It's just £25 per team of 6 to 8 people. All proceeds are going to... Yeah, I know we're on Generation Z now, Paul, but what age of people is Generation X, please? Thank you. all the proceeds go to Bladder Cancer UK. But the Business Bunker has a team that are going to be part of this. It's going to be at Chilston Park's lovely as well, so it's a great setting. Generation Z, those born after year 2000. Okay, so which is Generation X? The year, is that millennials and then X? Then I don't know. X,
no
Y,
idea.
Z. What happened to Generation Z? We're all like, no, the younger generations anyway. Yeah, but so if you fancy joining us and other teams at the quiz night, it's going to be so much fun, because basically I don't know anything. So I'm not going to be able to contribute much to the team. But Gemma Fairclough-Haynes is going to be on the team. Paul Bird on the bike is going to be on the team. And
good team. Sounds great.
A good team, yeah. So me and Gemma are going to be, you know, sitting over there drinking Prosecco and going, yeah, that answer's right. It should be a fun evening. But if you want to find out more, if you go to at Athelbrae, @AthelbraeLTD on the Twitter, follow Kate and or give her a message and she'll send you details to sign up. But it's going to be fun. I love a bit of going out, doing something different, which is good. And we must say good morning to Ben Abbott, the young Ben Abbott, who said good morning, have a great show. So thank you guys. So here we go. X are born. Okay, so X is born from 1960 to 1980.
Oh,
so we're Generation X.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
We I didn't
are.
Know that. So that's there a, we go. Okay.
Quite a wide area, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So Generation Z is the current generation after 2000. Generation X is 1960 to 1980. So I guess we can put Y in the middle there from 1980 to 2000. See, now we learn something new every week. Last week we were learning about C-suites.
Oh, right.
You know, when you start CEO, COO,
yeah.
CHO and all that type of thing. And it's like we're having a, there's the favourite one at the moment is CHO, Chief Heart Officer.
Never heard of
it. Yeah, exactly. Apparently corporate, look, you know, we've got to go to the corporate world and you've got all these.
Yeah, I used to come from, well, I came from corporate, but not heard of the H.
I think that's probably quite a new one.
Clearly.
Added that in.
After my time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we have got some amazing events coming up over the next couple of weeks. So let's give a shout out. Get your pens and papers ready. Get your diaries ready, because you want to go to some of these. So, Julie, you start us off.
Okay.
What have you got over there?
No problem. So on Monday, the 25th of February, we've got the Business Terrace in Maidstone between 2 to 4. There is a free event called Time Management. So it says here, are you working silly hours? Do you feel that things are getting on top of you? If you feel you haven't even got 2 hours to attend this workshop, then this must be for you. You will learn how to sort tasks different ways that you can automate some tasks and begin the journey of delegating others. At the end of the workshop, you'll be able to go away and start to enjoy your business and spare time again. So if you want to book for this, it's go find businessdoctors.co.uk or businessinmaidstone.co.uk and look for events. So it's a freebie, so why not go along?
We love to be. Peter Searle from The Business Doctor, he's fantastic. He works with the Business Terrace and Maidstone in Business, and they do so much free events just to help guide business owners, which is great. You know, when you're starting up and moving through that progress of growth, it's always good to get as much advice as you can.
Brilliant. Yeah, Business Terrace are brilliant. They have lots of events. In the summer, I believe they had a big thing out up there, didn't they, on the roof or something, which was really cool. I missed that, but it looked brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So go along to that. It's great.
Yes.
Now, here's one for the lovely ladies out there. Coming up fast in March is International Women's Day. I'd love to know, actually, who created International Women's Day, where it came from, who was the first person.
Well, I would hope it's a woman.
Well, you think so. I'm sure it is. But I was intrigued how things get started, you know, trends and everything. But it's brilliant. So it's about celebrating women in business, women in corporate, and, you know, it's about making a difference. So actually now it's grown, as typically women, you know, we don't want just one day. You want a whole week or in a whole month, especially when it's your birthday.
Go for a public holiday if we can.
I came up with a really good idea this morning because Paul was teasing me. He knows when my birthday is, but he's teasing me. And I went, look, good way to not get it wrong. Buy me a present every single day in March and then you've got it covered.
Oh, yeah.
So didn't you think?
I love that idea. I love that.
Well, have you got it there, Liv?
Yeah, International Women's Day started in 1911.
My goodness. That's amazing.
It's well over 100 years.
Yeah. So would that be around? That would have been around the suffragettes and.
Yeah, it must be. It must come.
I mean, part of that movement. Yeah. Brilliant.
See, that's good to know. That is good to know because you think often because you don't necessarily be involved with it before, you think, oh, you know, it must be a new fad or anything. Mm. But to know that it's from.
It's got history.
For all that history. It's great. It. But so you've got a choice of events to go to. This one you can't miss. It's going to be awesome. It's on Friday, the 8th of March from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Portlaoise Hotel and Reserve in Hythe. Well, that just, you know, you have to be there because it's at Portlaoise at the end of the day.
Gorgeous
place. I love it there. I mean, I'm going to talk to Judy afterwards and see if she can do some style guru on me so I can sneak in.
Come in as a woman.
Yeah. You think that's possible?
See what we can do. Bit of mascara. Yeah.
These women in business groups are getting larger, so it would be good. Extra marketing. I know Bev goes, but I could be in there on the side door. I could be sneaking in.
Don't worry, Tony. Bev represents you well. But it is the Aspinall Foundation and Butterflies Events have teamed up together to invite you to the stunning Portlaoise Hotel and Reserve in Hythe for an International Women's Day event with a difference. We like to do things differently. There is so much out there, so we want to do something different. So the day is about celebrating women in business, about being inspired, and about networking with other fabulous women in business. We've got a panel of amazing women lined up for you for this. So we have got Jane Michaud, who is the Director of Fundraising for the Aspinall Foundation. We have Melanie Blythe, who is Head of UK Fleet Solutions at Shell, nonetheless. We have our very own Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, founder of Orchard Employment Law, HR and Employment Law Specialist. We have Frankie Cont, who is a primate keeper at Portlaoise.
Please always get his surname right.
Yes, yeah, her.
Sorry.
Yes, I know. I did say it very carefully.
I know.
And we have Lucy Whitmore, who is Retail Partnership Director at Cardlytics. Cardlytics is a really big tech company. Right. So we've got some women and they're going to be sharing their expertise and experiences with us. But it's a very interactive day. So it's about having discussions. So the panel is going to be very interactive. What barriers do you face as a woman in business, as a woman running a business, as a woman working for a business? You know, what barriers are there? How can we overcome those? So really want lots of input from everybody who attends. It's going to be great. It's going to be over 50, 60 women in business having fun, of course, and no event at Portlaoise would be possible without going on safari. So we shall be going on safari through the African and Asian experiences towards the end of the day. The tickets are just £45 for the full day, all activities and lunch, and all the proceeds, all the profit will be donated to the Aspinall Foundation. There are early bird tickets, so get ready. By the end of this week, they're going to go off. So you've got one more week to book your early bird tickets. It's just £39. It's such a great deal, a fantastic venue, amazing company. And you get to go on safari as well. I mean, come on. What more do you want?
It's fabulous.
If you go to butterfliesevents.co.uk/IWD event, book your tickets and obviously find out more from there. What else have you got over there, Julie?
Right. So on Wednesday, the 20th of February, the Ashford Picture House, which is the new beautiful cinema that's just been constructed there in Ashford, at 7 o'clock, they have a digital Kent meetup. So we'll be kicking off 2019 in our swanky new location at the Ashford Picture House. Come and join us for some great conversation, light refreshment, epic speakers, and of course, popcorn. Wouldn't be the same without popcorn,
no,
would it?
Absolutely not.
This month is a tale of two Mikes as we welcome Mike Hacker, Hacks, his company's called.
No, he's called Hacks.
Oh, he's called Hacks.
We call him
Wasn't
Hack.
He called wasn't he Hack something?
His name is Hacks.
Right.
Hacks Media. Which
yeah, the Hacks Media.
But he's Hacks.
That's
but his name, his real proper name is Mike Hacker. He likes to be called Hacks.
Well, he now says he's of Prism Broadcasting. So, yes, so
that's his new company.
His new company. So there will be Mike, who will be talking about how to leverage video in the attention economy. Mm. And Mike Orchard from the Skills Hive is a company that specializes in creating pop-up digital project teams with his talk Digital Democracy and the Future of Work. Gosh, they really are tongue-tied us this morning. I had to do a
year.
Why do
you
think
morning. You gave me I yes. gave you those ones
yes,
to you?
So anyway, if you're up for that, more details can be found at where can we be found? At meetup.com/Kent-digital-meetup. So you can get more information and to book for that lovely event.
Fabulous. I'm hoping to go along to that because
it sounds good. Great. Yeah, well, it's going to be a great location to go to.
Yes, exactly.
It's a beautiful new venue.
So keeping with the digital theme and then obviously keeping with the women in business theme, on the 11th of March, which is a Monday, the Digital Women Live event is going to be happening. It's up in London at 250 Bishopgate from 9:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. A day of digital learning, inspiration and storytelling. Women in Digital event. Learn to boost your digital skills and be inspired by inspirational women in digital business. This event is perfect for female founders, business owners, women in digital marketers, women looking to break into digital, students exploring careers in digital, women who want to be inspired by other women and those looking to boost their digital skills. So it's great. It's all about digital. It's all about women in digital. So if you go to kickstartsocial.media, click on the link for the Digital Women Live event and you can get more details and book on there. I think it's only about £25. I haven't put the price on here, but it's really great value for money, which is fabulous.
Totally.
You got time for one more? What have you got over
Should
there?
Should I? Yeah. Okay. So Thursday the 21st of February at the Ship Inn in Dymchurch, there is a Marsh Breakfast Networking event at 7:45 in the morning. The meeting is growing and the breakfast is fabulous. So book now as they're almost always full there. So you need to get in there. Book on Eventbrite. It's under Marsh Networking. And as I say, it's the Ship Inn, Dymchurch, 7:45 in the morning.
Fabulous. And that's run by the lovely TD Botty. We like to call his name out on Twitter. TD Botty, who's actually going to be on in a couple of weeks. So we're going to hear from him. We've had a shout out request from the lovely Paul Andrews. But can we have a shout out, please, for the Kent Supported Employment event on the 20th of March? Businesses in Kent benefiting from the talent of people with autism and sensory disabilities. So it's a free event at County Hall, Kent Supported Employment Employability event, 20th of March, 9:30 till 1 at County Hall. And it is, they're really working hard with people with disabilities who want to work, basically. And they have some amazing skills, which I think people disregard them straight away because unfortunately they have a disability. Yeah. When actually, you know, they're really hard workers, they're really dedicated. So you get to go along, find out more about how you can work with these people, which is great. If you want to find out more, obviously follow Paul at Vanilla Web on Twitter or go to the BizRay. KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, Kent Supported Employment is on there. Fantastic.
Right.
I think we need a bit of expert advice.
Let's do it.
We've got some great events there.
Yes.
So now from our style guru, the chic stylist, you're going to give us our expert point tip for the day.
Well.
For the week.
I think we all love a bit of 80s, don't we? I mean, especially as we are Generation X, aren't we?
We are, apparently. I'm glad to know that. I love that.
So you'll be happy to know that the 80s is bouncing back with great vigour.
Punk rock?
No, we're talking style.
It could be the same.
I don't personally do punk actually, so I'm quite happy for that not to come back, if I'm going to be honest. But what is coming back is the neon. The neon colours.
Really?
Neon green, a luminous yellow. Bright pinks. Yeah, that luminous pink. Now, you know, I don't think we're all going to be rushing to go get our lumies on. But
no.
But you know how I would suggest we try to kind of incorporate that into the here and now is, everyone will see the pictures of the selfies that we take afterwards. But as I'm wearing today, you can wear a very hot pink.
Mm.
And that can be, you know, very much the way to do it for the here and now, rather than go crazily illuminous and, you know, blind everybody in sight. Yes.
You don't need to go too extreme.
Yeah, exactly. At the moment, it's London Fashion Week. Well, it's happening next week. We've had New York Fashion Week. We've had Milan Fashion Week. So all of these, you know, big catwalk events and the setting of the season trends are all happening right now. So at the moment, all the designers are throwing out all their best stuff, and say neon is one of them. They're just going crazy for it. But all I could say to you is, you know, it's great that it's bright and it's colourful and it's taking us back to our 80s glam days. However, let's just keep it in moderation, people. So if you can just wear just, you know, a great shade of a green, because green is fab. It's really coming back hard as well. Mm. So just find the right shade for you. You know, think about your own colouring and think about what, you know, what kind of works for you. And get a second opinion. Ask your best friend. Does this work? Please don't walk out without asking, because, yeah, you know, you don't want any.
This is the good on me.
Yeah. But no, give it a go. Give it a go. Go get some brights.
Go
and
bright,
see
people.
How,
go bright.
See how you feel. But yeah, I don't recommend total luminous, but just go and look at some brighter shades and see what you can do with it. But as today, I'm wearing a very hot pink jumper dress. So that's my, you know, my tribute to the 80s yes, neon like comeback.
I like that. So is it worth digging out my old two-tone suit then, is that?
Two-tone suit?
Yeah. I mean, that's a bit bright and luminous, isn't it?
Yeah. Leave it in the wardrobe.
I best listen to management.
There's your bit of advice there, Tony. Leave it to me. Thank you so much for your tip.
Thanking you.
Go bright or go home.
You said it.
There we go. Let's
love
go.
That.
I'm full of the sayings today, aren't I?
Go, great. Amanda.
Well, that was a very good, lively first half of the show. We are going to stop for a little break now. So just to remind you, you are actually listening to... What were you listening to?
Business Bunker Extra.
There are we.
That's why am I?
That's why I have co-hosts here. Just remind me what I'm doing. This is the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. You can find us all on those. I am joined in the studio today by my lovely co-host, the wonderful, gorgeous Julie Daniels.
Hey, the
chic stylist. Did you come in too soon?
Oh, sorry.
Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Hey!
There we go. We need to practice that a bit more.
We do. I just jump on it, don't I?
And our guests in the studio are the lovely Tony and Bev Burke from Chips and Dinks. Yay. We're going to be back right after this. Oh, and just because it's so miserable out there and we're in really happy mood today.
Yes.
Gotta love a bit of happy.
Your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited, business consultants commissioning, procurement, and quality assurance services, helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details, phoenixanalystslimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
So I got distracted just as we came back on air. My phone started ringing and it's like, hey, hello and welcome back to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 8th of February only. For some reason, I just had an idea that we were like halfway nearly to the end of February. Not that I'm wishing the time away, of course. I am joined in the studio by our gorgeous co-host, the lovely Julie Daniels, the chic stylist. Hello, hello, hello.
Yay, you got it.
And our guests are Tony and Bev Burke from Chips and Dinks. God, you know, you're so lucky. It's taken me so long to practice that it comes out so wrong sometimes. We've had a great first half of the show. We've been talking neon. Keeping it bright.
Brighter the better.
Brighter. And we've had loads of events to shout out. And we've had a lovely tweet from Paul. I do love a bit of neon pink.
I love the showgirls, Paul. Thank you. But we need to go brighter, Paul. Come on, brighter.
Brighter. Yeah, it's not bright enough. But now we want to hear from our wonderful guests, our fruitful guests. We've been hearing things of, you know, prisons, and you met in prison. And Bev loves working with her husband and all that stuff and things. But you do what? Let's start from the beginning. Tony, let's start with you. So, Chips and Dinks. If I say it slowly, I'm fine. You do what?
We do smart repairs to vehicles. So, that's anything from scratches, dents, chips, etc., hence the name.
Not the fish and chips.
Not out of a van down there on a weekend down at the local, village. Yeah. No. So we do that. That's one of the particular services that we offer. But the other one is that we repair anything that's a hard surface in the home or office, and that's tabletops if they're damaged. Glass scratches, or we do flooring damage, so woods, etc.
That's handy to know.
So anything that you think in the house that's been damaged, whether it's a door or whatever, we go in and we repair it. So we do a lot of that. We do a lot of work with construction companies in Kent. We're typically the people that go in at the last minute to, if there's a show home that's finished and obviously it's been damaged during that last bit of construction, then we'll go in and actually do that. And it's all about recycling, because if you imagine the amount of, you know, tons of waste that go into a recycling centre, you know, we're able to recycle a bath because we can repair it rather than you throw it away, and the same with a shower. And guess what, Judy?
Yeah.
I'm also into upcycling. I'm like a style guru.
Would you get
that? So when you get your bit of furniture at home and you find that you're going to repaint your room in such wonderful colours, and then that little table or that bit of furniture does no longer go. You know, a lot of people think they're going to throw it away. Even a mirror, because it's the wrong colour, it doesn't fit the room. So what we do is we take them away and we upcycle them. We repaint them whatever colour you want.
So you can bespoke it. So if I want diamonds.
I'm not going to put diamonds.
Real diamonds, darling. Yeah. But
So I would literally paint them whatever colour you wanted to match the room, which I've done for various people. And I've also sprayed kitchens, for instance. You know, I mean, the in colour at the moment is like Battleship Grey, which isn't my particular fashion. Yeah. And, you know, I've sprayed kitchens at a beach into, you know, and the kitchen's got darker, and I'm kind of wondering, is this going to work? Mm. It really does at the end. When you look at it and you step back, it does work. It's not really my particular, you know, forte in regards to colours, but...
You know, so you respray all the cupboards and
I've resprayed cupboards, you know, and again, it's recycling that kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, so rather than people throw away. And people are getting more conscious now. And you know, the interesting thing is that I have people contacting me typically the women of the family, because they're more conscious about recycling. And they'll say to me, you know, we don't really want to throw this away.
Yeah.
You know, is there anything you can do to help us? So I do that as well, which is great for me. It's fun because, and it's seeing the end result. You know, when you go back and you look and they've put the mirror on the wall that was kind of typically gold framed and is now painted in the colour that is matching the room, which is great. And
I love
super.
Coordination. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant.
We've got another job for you, Tony. Table.
Oh, really?
Table.
Oh,
table. Not the cars this time. Don't worry. Don't worry. The new cars are fine. Table. Paul, yeah. The table. Because Paul has... I don't have to read this tweet out, Paul. I don't know if you can bring it up there, Julie, to show Tony. But he's... is it true that Amanda's your best customer?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No, twice. Well,
hold it.
Twice.
Hold it a minute. That could be Paul.
Exactly.
Looking at that,
exactly,
that could be Paul. Yeah.
Little dinty scratches on mine.
Yeah. Pink bar.
Not completely smashed the car. So that's great to obviously know the areas you cover. So how did it all begin? That's what we want to go back. We want to take you back. Right, generation okay. X, Y, Z, yeah. There it is.
I'm going to say
W.
I'm going to say Y.
Yeah, you're going to go with Y.
Sneaking. Why? Yeah.
You know, it's basically my father was always in... My family, going back loads of years ago, were blacksmiths from Ireland. So my father continued with that and he went into the car game, which was a natural progression at that time for them to stay in the business of... you know, repairing things, and it was all to do with metal and things. So I worked with my father for many, many years in the car business. We did a lot of restoration work. But then, you know, time come when I had to get a mortgage and I had to grow up and go out my own way. So I decided to find another job. So I then ended up working for a huge company, which is Philip Morris Marlborough, and I spent... you know, 30 years there, working there, fantastic career as a senior manager. And
you were telling us earlier about all the travelling you did.
There isn't many places around the world that I've worked. I've worked in Siberia, I've worked in Moscow, I've worked all over Europe, Washington, New York, you know, Richmond, Virginia. So it was a fantastic career. When I finished, you know, I thought to myself, well, you know, what am I going to do now? You know, and people started asking me about doing the car business again. Will you help us out? Will you help us out? Well... you know, from going from many years ago, it's all changed now because it's more environmentally friendly. You can't use certain products. Mm. So I had to go for a whole new learning curve to actually get it right, which I did, a lot of investment in it. And then I started to do the cars. But then we had a person come into our kitchen that repaired our kitchen because we had a bit of a
flood.
Couldn't
you just spray it?
Well, you know, at that time, I didn't even think about it. But this guy came in from the insurance company because... you know, they basically were going to replace the kitchen. I said, I don't want to replace the kitchen. We've just moved in. And this guy repaired it. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. Mm. So anyway, I looked at their business model and I went and met them because I was going to do a franchise. But to cut a very long story short, a franchise was extremely expensive. And I thought, well, why? Mm. I can do this myself. So using the magic of Google, I looked up one of their ex-directors and I met with him. And, yeah, the rest is history. He taught me all about where to get the products, which are typically American products to repair damage to woods and things like that.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, so it kind of grew from there, you know, and it's for me, it's been fantastic. The networking, you know, that I've been going to has grown the business without a doubt, you know, and the referrals, which is, you know, absolutely fantastic. So
how far do you go out?
At the moment, it's all Kent, really. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do go to London. I have had people that I network with that have asked me to help them out and go into London. It's not my preference.
No.
But then I see it as supporting another networker. Yeah. So I'll go out that far and help out where I can, where something might have been damaged and, you know, need to keep the customer happy. And this, you know, I've got to go and look at a particular job today which has been damaged for a lady and see if we can help out on that, you know. And there's not been a time, really, that we haven't helped people manage to recycle what they've got, you know. So
that's the best, because people, you know, get quite sentimental about things as well.
Yeah. And it's a kind of satisfaction thing, you know. So you know, that's kind of where, you know, it's grown for me, which is good. But I never stop, you know. I could basically, I'm retired, I could get, take my pension and not do anything. I don't choose to do that. I want to work and I want to carry on and build something that, you know, you can pass on to the family. But also what I'm doing now is I'm doing airbrushing. So I'm doing more artwork. So I'm on artwork courses.
You're a bit of a creative then, are you?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll be able to do which I'll share with you later. There'll be some stuff coming up on Facebook, but you know, some of the artwork that I'm doing, I'll be doing portraits and things like that, but with airbrushing. So it's spraying to such, but it's creating. Let's assume that you had a reception desk that was made out of MDF and you wanted to make it look old and traditional and wood paneled and things like that.
Yeah.
I would go in and actually airbrush it and design it in a way that it had panels on it, or it looked more conservative for the area. So, and so wood effects, metal effects, rust effects, all that sort of thing I'll be doing. So,
really?
So that's interesting. I'm learning.
It sounds like you're moving a lot away from the cars then.
Well, you see,
furniture, is that where you're going with it now?
I see it as being, because obviously the car work is physical. I've got to look at the future in regards to.
No one's getting any younger. Yeah.
So if I'm getting, on in years, I want to have something that I can lean back on and go, I enjoy doing things. I enjoy repairing things. I won't give up until it's right. For me, doing that kind of artwork is kind of taking it down. It's less physical. But, I want to do things for my grandkids, I want to do murals on walls of Lightning McQueen because he loves Lightning McQueen. Aww. So I'll get to that stage. So I drive myself forward to do that. So doing things and kind of like working out ways of, being able to repair or paint things, that's where my forte is. That's what I love doing. So it's great. Absolutely fantastic. I love it, so.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it's nice that you can have that bit of diversity as well, isn't it, within what you do. You haven't got to, because, repairing cars is extremely hard work.
It is hard work,
labour intensive and everything. And you are extremely good at it, I have to say.
Thank you. And it's, and it's in all weathers at the moment, because obviously I'm mobile, so I can come to your house to do it. I can take it away. We have traders insurance to do it back at, my own facility. But, it's 99% of it is mobile because people really can't be without the cars, I did a car for a lady that, recently that her husband was on dialysis. So she couldn't actually give the car to anybody. It had to be done at her home. It was very complicated because she didn't have a drive and it was very, very difficult. So what I did is
convenience. I mean, we all need convenience for whatever reason.
And you'll find that 99% of people appreciate the fact that, they can go in and have a cup of tea and a bit of lunch and they come back out and the car isn't moving. It's there, rather than being taken away. Because if it goes away and it goes to a garage, no disrespect to those guys, they have a lot of work. It could take days rather than...
You're in a queue, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's good. And I get to meet more people, which is, and then they say to me, "Oh, I noticed on the side of your van that you repair tiles." So I'll say, "Yeah, well, my husband drilled two holes in the tiles, and now he's moved because we've got new fixtures in there, and that toilet roll holder no longer works on those holes."
So you're turning into a bit of a handyman, are you? So, local handyman.
So I go in and I'll repair the holes in the tiles so that you don't see. It's very good. And it's getting that kind of feedback. Wow, that's brilliant. I never know it was there.
And so how long have you been going now?
Since 2000. Well, we started the business in 2017. 16. So it was in November, but I didn't actually do anything. We decided on the name, and then we said, okay.
So we decided. Yeah. Who decided on the name?
Yeah. Management.
The powers that be,
as he points to Bev.
So the name was decided, and I said, okay, what I need to do is I need to take time out and make sure that I'm fully equipped to go forward. So we didn't actually start work until the March 2017. And then, I went networking and I thought, I'll go networking, introduce to people what I'm doing. And it took months, because people need to, trust you and build a rapport with you.
Absolutely.
But networking was definitely the way to go for me, because people refer all the time. And, that is the best form of marketing for us. I mean, we've tried other ways, but it's very, very difficult.
Nothing beats the word of mouth, does it?
Absolutely.
And once you've built that know, like, and trust,
people
can then recommend you, refer you and, you to do that.
I might get referral from groups that are kind of what I'd describe as closed networking groups, that you have to be a full member. But there are people inside those groups that recommend me, which is because I'm kind of a little bit niche in regards to some of the things that I do. So... Yeah, that's
we'll disguise the letters so nobody knows, but INB.
Oh, I wonder what that could be.
And Bev obviously helps you out with the business, not the physical side of doing the cars, though, Bev, hey?
Oh, I do help sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She degreases the engines now and again. Not really.
Get the marigolds on.
No, I know. You do the masking up, don't you? Yeah. The masking up, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can do. I run around with a hairdryer. We're trying to get a quick dry as well.
It's cold day, yeah. Yeah.
The paint to go off and everything.
I'm in the house and he says, Bev, have you got a minute? And I think, oh, here we go. You know.
I'm unplugging it. I'm coming.
See, you know, there's me selling you as the glamorous driving force of the business, but you're certainly the organiser. Of Tony, aren't you?
The backbone.
Yeah. But she does do a lot of networking, and I'm proud of her, you know, in regards to what she does and the confidence that she's built in regards to going out and doing it. And she does organise me. You know, people ring up and say, I need my car and I need it done next week, or I need my scratching my top done because, you know, somebody's coming back, the leases or the rental property is going back and they do not want to pay the deposit, you know, lose their deposit. Mm. You know, and I say, well, if you talk to Bev, she books it all in. So she kind of really organises me in that respect, you know. And
we all need a diary manager. Bev, are you available? Yeah. By any chance?
I'm the woman in our business.
And we have to ask this question because we always ask couples this question. How is it working with your husband?
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely.
Living, breathing, sleeping, everything together, working. Oh, my God. Don't know. I'd literally kill my husband if I had to work with him as well. But
I think it takes some adjustment. You know, because I came from the working background and sort of retiring and then coming in and helping Tony was very different. And I often used to say in the early days that you used to say thank you to your staff, but you don't say it to me. But we have progressed from there. Yeah. And actually, we do love working together now. We do. We get on really well. And
Tony's like, yeah, I don't
know. No,
we do. I mean, to be fair, we do get on. But there are times when I say to her, you know, we need to totally switch off. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That can be the hard thing, can't it? If you're working together, living together, and, you know, everything together.
Let's not discuss it. Let's just go and have a drink. You know, and just calm. You know, because it does. How are we going to fit this in? Because this person, you know. And she's fantastic at doing that, but it is just taking that time out. And I enjoy working with her because she does everything that I needed to do on time.
Every time,
you know. So, yeah, so it's great, you know. And of course, she's building rapport with customers, and customers say, they don't always get to meet her because she's on the end of the phone, you know. And then,
but she does get out there because she's part of the Women in Business networking that I'm also a member of. So it's great. We meet up once a month.
I used to do a whip. It's too far away from me now. I know. It's too far for me to travel from Ashford to Rochester.
I do it. There's no excuse. Well, you're Tenterton. So you're a little bit further out. Yeah,
it'll take me an hour to get there.
It is tough. I was just saying to Bev earlier, Medway is a bit of a toughie to get to sometimes.
I still love that group.
I love that group.
But it's great. And you bring in, obviously, your organisational skills.
Yes.
We did touch on earlier that you did used to work in a prison.
Well, I've worked in several, actually.
Or work in the prison service, should we say.
In the criminal justice sector.
Is that what it's called these days?
For a number of years. Yes, doing different things. But I was also senior management. So I managed a number of contracts within prisons and in the community, and working with personally both with offenders and victims as well. Mm. So that's my background. And then I decided to take early retirement, really, about 18 months ago. And I just became useful in our business as it grew, if you like.
She couldn't be apart from me. That was just
that's what it was.
I just wanted to be
with you forever. Yeah.
And I occasionally just look around to see if there's a job that I fancy. Mm-hmm. Because there's something I don't feel as if I should be retired yet. But we are so busy in the business. Mm. And it's just quite nice not to have to go on the train to London.
Work on your own terms, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I take my grandson swimming on a Tuesday afternoon that I wouldn't be able to do if I worked. So our downtime is very much family and the pub.
Good old pub.
Local pub.
But as you say, it's nice that I think because that's one thing with running your own business. There are so many hats you have to wear, and there's so many areas you have to cover, and that's a lot of stumbling blocks for so many people that start their business. It's being able to cope and do everything.
Yeah.
And one of the, you know, really important things is being organized with your diary, with your bookings, dealing with clients, invoicing, social and media, all that type of thing, and social media, which is a very, very important job in itself.
I've ever done social media.
Really? Because I don't believe you, because you're amazing. Oh, you couldn't, obviously.
No, I couldn't. No, job, yeah. And it, you don't put your family, no, stuff out there. It's very personal. So there was a very steep learning curve, that, for me. Mm. I'd never done Facebook. I'd never done Twitter or Instagram. But and I'm sort of on them all now.
Do you enjoy it?
I do, actually.
So that's the difference. That's the difference. When people enjoy it, they do it well.
That's right.
And it needs to be done well with regards to business, definitely. But I think that's the difference. When with a lot of businesses, they're like, oh, I can't do social media. That's it's why they don't do it well.
Yeah.
Sure, you've got to enjoy doing it.
It's quite addictive, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes.
They make it that way, don't they?
You do have to, like, right, switch the phone, put the phone down, switch off, switch off, turn it off, turn it off. Says she, who's got, like, three Instagrams.
But let's be frank, we don't do it.
Exactly.
We switched off for the whole of December.
Wow. Yeah. Brilliant.
No, switch off December, that's a good one.
And, you know, the good thing about it is, you know, when you're in business and, you know, when times get hard, you have that kind of, like, do you know what? Do I need to be doing this anymore? You know, because it's getting very, very busy. Mm. And, you know, I've been offered a number of jobs. From my past experience with Philip Morris, being a senior manager, I have been offered other jobs. And they offer me a lot of money.
Mm.
You know, and I had one recently from Canterbury and something, hospital, wherever it was. But, you know, I said, do I really want to work for anybody anymore? Mm. No, I don't. You know,
it's very hard after being your own boss, working on your own terms.
Yeah, that's the thing. So we can decide. Do you know what? We ain't going to work December, or we ain't going to do this.
Absolutely.
But it's not, you know, if the business continues to grow in the way that it's growing, you know, my future for it is that, you know, we do work with a number of charities. And, you know, I'd like to take somebody and train somebody in the particular skills that I have so that they can go away and use that. You know, that could be, you know, somebody that's an ex-homeless person or something like
that's
fantastic. But that's what I would like to do, to
give
have
back.
Them on board and give back to the community and say, look, you can do this, and it is, you know, so that's where we'd like to get
to. It's remarkable.
It's good, and it's nice you've got that sort of foresight as well of, you know, what you want to do with it and where you want to go. So it's brilliant. It's been so great having you guys on. So we have to admit, you know, I have used Tony a couple of times. I'm being very careful with my new car, Tony, very careful. The beeps and the cameras are very useful. To be fair, the other two weren't my... Well, one of them wasn't my fault. It wasn't. It was a big lorry coming towards me, his fault.
Oh, dear.
But it's been great learning more about you guys. I think, you know, this the whole part of this show is, point of this show is to find out, you know, the persons, the people behind the business, which is great. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Us a quick shout out. Bev, you'll know all the information that people need to find you online. Where's the best way for them to contact you and how can they follow you?
Well, they can find us on Facebook.
On the web?
On the website.
Website
what's
is?
What's it called? www.chipsanddinks.
Is it .co.uk?
.co.uk. Yeah.
And your Twitter is at?
Chips and Dinks.
Here we go. Chips and Dinks.
I need to learn all this. The organiser's got it all worked out.
At least one exactly. Sorry, put you on the spot there. I was like, well, what is it again?
I had to think, because you just do it, don't you? Don't think.
Absolutely. It's very automatic.
But I'd like to thank Amanda and Julie. Julie's
been
already
amazing.
Looking me up and down. I think she's going to give me some styling guru a bit before I go. But just thank
you. I'll wave my magic wand. See what we can do.
So thank you for the invitation to be here today. It's been great. Really enjoyed it. And it's very strange listening to my own voice through these earphones.
I know. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Come to the end of another show. Julie, it's literally flies by.
Where does it go?
Fly.
A whole hour.
So I do have to say thank you to Julie for co-hosting again. Fabulous. Now settled in now. Right, we're
totally
in the flow now.
I'm an old
fantastic.
Pro now.
Absolutely. And to Tony and Bev for joining us today. So thank you. We'll be back next week. And on next week's show, I have the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. And our guests are Kate and Keith Merrin from Athelbray. Don't forget to listen in to Paul's show on Tuesday. What day is it? 1, 2, or 3. He has got another great lineup of guests. And we might, you know, give him a little bit of hassle on the Twitter.
Yeah, do that after today. Yeah. You're getting those memes and GIFs.
Get them all out of there, definitely.
Keep
those tweets coming in and keep emailing us your events coming up, because we do love to share them. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Nearly did really well. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.